Wow. Oh, I always forget to turn my video on. Sorry. Oh, that's me. So, does anyone have any questions? Gail, did you have a question?
Do you want to tell us what the fee is now or just have us read it later?
Oh, let's see. It's, oh, geez. Okay, the early bird special. For it, you can do three payments of $75 once a month, or you can do a one payment of $220. Without the early bird special, it's $250 for one time payment. And that does start next week. At the same time we are today. And like I said, everything will be recorded.
I think I'm in.
Awesome. Awesome. Love that. Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for being here. Oh, Donna, did you have a question?
Of course, I had myself muted. Yeah. And that's every Tuesday, correct?
Yes. It'll be every Tuesday. I think you did the Game of Life Masterclass, and wasn't that on a Tuesday too?
I think so. Yeah. You know, I've slept since then. So, but I think it was.
And yeah, me too. And I taught the class. I don't remember for sure what day it was.
I also have a question you always talk about. And I've been with you for a while, and I've mm-hmm. always wanted to ask this question.
Okay.
You always say to, you always say to stay in the love vibration. I mean, if you feel yourself just, I mean, sliding down that muddy slope as fast as your body can carry you, what can you, I mean, what is like a quick something? I guess we always want something, you know, a quick fix, but is there something that you can do at that moment to just, or is it the breath to pull yourself back into, to, I don't know how to stay in the love vibration. Let me put it that way.
Okay. That's an excellent question. I'm so glad that you asked. I'm so glad you should have asked me this a long time ago, but I'm glad you asked me today. Okay. So yes, when you start feeling that you're not where you want to be, you're aware of your energy and you're feeling that, okay, it's draining. You're not in the love energy anymore. Maybe you got aggravated. You feel overwhelmed or stressed. The very first thing I always do for myself is I ask myself, am I tired? And the answer is always going to be yes. Always. And if what's happening is I'm feeling like, let's see, say that I want to do something and I'm feeling or thinking, I'm never going to make that happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. I'm not going to be able to do that, whatever it is. Those are the kinds of thoughts and feelings that are coming in. And so it immediately tells me that, wait a minute, I'm not in that love vibration because 20 minutes ago, all of this was possible, you know, and life was good and nothing happened, you know, nothing changed, but now I'm not feeling that love energy anymore. Am I tired? And the answer is always yes. And when you realize that that's the problem, the start of the problem is that I'm tired, you can then choose to do something else. Maybe you need to go to bed. Maybe it's late. Maybe you need to take a nap. Maybe you need to get up and walk around, go outside, take your shoes off and put your feet on Mother Earth and soak up all the ions and feel better. Taking those deep breaths, you know, take a deep breath and ask yourself, am I tired? Because chances are you've been holding your breath. That's why you're tired. At least that's what I've experienced. That's what so many of my clients and my students have experienced. And when I say, when's the last time you took a deep breath? Well, when you told me to, you know, 20 minutes ago, because we're on this call. When was the last time you took a breath today? A deep breath where you really filled your lungs, because when you take a really deep breath and you fill your lungs with air, with that breath of God, your body goes, oh my God, that feels so good. All of you take a deep breath right now. Take that deep breath all the way down into your belly and your whole body feels it. Pamela asks, before I go on with you, Donna, I want to see this. Pamela asks if the participants of the masterclass get to keep the materials, and the answer is yes. You get to download everything to your devices, all your devices, so you get to keep it and listen to it anytime. And I include meditations and other classes to help you with moving energy. But back to what you were saying, what you asked, Donna, taking the deep breath, asking if you're tired, drinking lots of water to keep your body fresh. You know, we are so much water, what, 60% water, something like that. Right. And we can get dehydrated so quickly. And then our brain isn't working as good as we want it to. Taking those deep breaths helps with that. Clarity of thought, drinking more water. So you're feeling that the love energy is slipping. If you're tired, you can just choose to do something else. And that's always my answer when I'm asked, because I'm always tired. That's what's caused this. But you can look at, what am I feeling? And give it a name. What is the energy that you're feeling in your body? Are you anxious? Do you feel resentful? Are you feeling overwhelmed, stressed? What caused you to feel that way? Give it a name first, because then you're observing the energy. And, you know, like we talked about with quantum physics, when we observe energy, it reacts differently. So if there's something that's coming forward, something that you're being triggered to look at, to observe, to heal, now's your opportunity. Maybe you shifted your energy because you're being triggered by something. You know, sometimes because we're always taking in millions and billions of bits of information all the time, and our brain is weeding everything out, and then we're able to see certain things and we're able to experience certain things. Maybe 20 minutes later, we take in something that somebody said, and now we're feeling upset about it. Well, that's fear energy, because if we were in love energy, we wouldn't be upset, because it wouldn't even move us. So it's looking at, what do I need to look at here? What is the energy that I need to look at? And as I said before, when you start looking at energy, it immediately starts to lose its power. If you're feeling resentful and you're looking at that energy of, well, I feel resentful because nobody does the dishes but me. Nobody takes out the trash but me. When you look at that energy of feeling resentful, it immediately starts to lose its power. And you take those deep breaths and you have the clarity of thought. So then you can make a decision on, I need to tell people to do their own dishes. And I'm a grown woman, I can tell them that. And they better do it, because there will be consequences. Everybody pulls their own weight.
Dogs just don't do a very good job.
Actually, Magic does a really good job, but then the plate's really slimy.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't hold on to it, you know, because it's slimy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Does that help?
That does help.
Yeah. And you know, you can sit and think about too, what are you grateful for? Oh, somebody's in the waiting room. Bring them in. What are you grateful for? And just go over those things in your mind. You know, you can sit. I love doing this. You take a piece of paper, and this is in the Game of Life manifesting playbook. There are pages in there for manifesting in advance. You know, you write down everything that you're wanting to experience and something that you want to manifest, like it's already happened. Like, for instance, if you want a new car, we'll just say a new car. So you want a new car, and you start writing about how this new car came to you. It was just so miraculous how it just wound up in your garage. And when I drive it, the steering wheel moves really easy. I don't have to strain or use any real muscles to move the steering wheel because it just moves so easy. And I can see out all the windows so well. You know, I can see what everybody else around me is doing because the windows are big and I feel safe. I feel safe in my new car. You know, the seats are, maybe you want leather seats or maybe you want cloth seats. And the radio system is awesome. And my phone hooks up to it the second I get in the car. I don't have to touch anything. You know, write about how wonderful that is. And when you're sitting there with your, after you finish writing it all out, you can sit there with your eyes closed. And with your eyes closed, your body is experiencing this as reality. You're driving your new car. You're feeling it. You're so in the energy of it. And you're so grateful. And you start out writing, when you start out writing, infinite spirit, I am so deeply grateful for, and whatever it is that you want to manifest. And you move into that energy full bore. You're breathing it. You're sitting in the seat. You know what the seat feels like against the curve of your back. And it's real. And then you just go do something else. You just go do something else. You leave that manifesting energy way up here. Here's where fear lives, way down here. And you leave that manifesting way up here in this wonderful energy, and you go watch a movie. Or you go to bed. Or you go take a shower. Oh, and never cry in the shower, ladies. Do not cry in the shower. Because water magnifies whatever energy you're feeling. When you're doing the dishes, when you're washing your hands, when you're in the shower. Water magnifies energy. And if you're worrying about something and you're crying about it because it hurts so much, that's what you're magnifying in the shower. So when you get in the shower, you want to sing about how money came to you and how you just love everybody and everything and all your relationships are harmonious and you really move into that energy of what you want to experience while you're in the shower to magnify that energy. Okay. Does that answer your question okay, Donna?
It does. Thank you so much.
You know me, I get started and I just keep going.
Hey, I love it.
It never hurts to keep a list of Florence's affirmations handy too.
Yeah, yes. I have done that, Gail. It's that I'm getting me the bigger sticky notes instead of the little ones, just so I can put more on it. In different places in my house.
Right. Bathroom mirror is a great place.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And be sure that, you know, affirmations are energy containers. Our words are all energy containers. So when you write out an affirmation, make sure that you feel it in your body, that you're 100% behind it. Because if you're not, then it doesn't hold the same energy. It's not as powerful. And it may not have any power at all, depending on what your energy is. If you're just kind of flatlining it, that's what the energy is. There's none there. But like, I've started saying, I love working for myself. And I do. I love working for myself. And when I say that, all that, I can feel it all over my body. It's so exciting. I know, Donna, you're trying to do something, a horse thing?
Yes.
Yeah. So with sitting in the quiet with your eyes closed, what does that feel like to be there? You may not know what it looks like, but you know what it would feel like to stand there and breathe in the hay and the smell of the horses. And you can feel the warmth of their bodies and what their hair, their coat feels like under your hand. And the chirping that they do, you know, when they breathe, you can hear it. So you're employing all your senses. You know, you can feel it under your hands. You can smell it. You can hear it. You can feel the grass crunching or the gravel under your feet. So getting fully involved in what that feels like and immersing yourself in the gratitude of, oh my gosh, it's happened. That's exciting.
Uh-huh.
And every one of you can do that with whatever it is that you want to experience, whatever you're wanting to manifest. Let's see. Somebody else put something in the chat. Let me see what this says real quick. Okay, somebody said that they've heard that crying in the shower is good to purify and wash away, to purge the tears. You know, I look at like feng shui. You know, when you move things around in your house, there's an energy there. You're moving the energy. If your body feels that that's completely true, that you're purging and washing away, I'm not going to say that that's bad for you. Not going to say that. I know for me, I can feel the magnification of the water, because if I'm in there crying, it just gets worse. But if I'm in there being happy, it's a completely different experience. So take what feels right for your heart. And just with everything that I teach, everything that I tell you, what resonates with you, take it and run with it. What doesn't, just put a pin in it. It may resonate with you later. Okay. Does anyone else have any questions or thoughts or anything I can support you with before we complete? No? Okay, because I know there's a delay. Okay, looks like we're good. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here. I am so grateful for all of you, and I hope to welcome you into the Secret Door to Success Masterclass. It's going to be epic. So everyone have a lovely afternoon and evening wherever you are, and I'm sending you all so much love.